أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا أقسم بالشفق والليل وما وسق والقمر إذا اتسق. We read previously the first part of this ayat in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is taking three qasams, and as explained many times, Allah is not in need of taking any qasam. That is to express that Allah is speaking the truth. Na'udhu billah. Allah only speaks the truth. Allah is complete truth in Himself, and He makes the truth manifest. The reason why Allah Ta'ala is taking qasam is to convince us that we are convinced that this message is 100% true, and that we should take heed of it and we should listen carefully to it. The first part of the qasam that we had discussed briefly, in which Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of shafaq. Shafaq is that redness which comes in the sky after sunset, and after that a whiteness comes and then darkness sets in. So, and according to the Hanafis, after that whiteness, then the time of Isha is complete, Maghrib is complete, and the time of Isha starts. However, what Allah Ta'ala is explaining here, that every person when he is born, like the sun when it is born, and when the sun rises, and then it goes up and reaches its zenith, and then it starts going down again. Just like that is a person's life also. When he is born and he is a child, all the stamina, energy that he has got, and then he comes to his teens, and then he goes later into life, and then he starts waning and going down. Then the time of Asr comes in, and now it is time for him to go away. And when the sun sets, it is like his sun has set. So like this, a person's life which is coming in front, for which Allah is taking this qasams, and for then Allah explains what is called the jawab al-qasam, why Allah is taking this qasams, that will be explained in front. So like that, man's life also goes in stages one after the other. Further, Allah Ta'ala explains another aspect of that qasam, وَاللَّيْلِ وَمَا وَسَقْ, or raat ki, or jo cheez usme simat aayi aati hai. Then Allah takes qasam of the night and all the things that return back at night. Just like the ulama mufassirin have explained, mankind go out doing their work during the day. Everyone goes different places. Somebody is in his business, in his factory, he's working for somebody, whatever it is. But then at night, everyone comes back home again. Just like that, animals also. During the day, they go out looking for their rosy. At night, they come back home again. So just like that, a person is in this world and he is looking for everything what he wants to get. Whatever it is, his rosy also, and that also is his duty and responsibility. And when done with the correct intention and with the correct way, that earning rosy is also a great ibadat by Allah Ta'ala. And after that, the time comes when a person has passed this, and the main object in this whole life was to find the pleasure of Allah, to make Allah Ta'ala happy. But then finally the time comes when all are gathered together again. We go back into the Qabristan, which is really Alam-e-Barzakh, and the life of the year after. Just like every child is born from its own mother, but then once the child is born, it is here in this world. This world is one world. Just like that, everyone will go to his own grave, but in that world, all will be together. In Alam-e-Barzakh, all will be together again there. So that also, Allah Ta'ala is calling upon us that we should remember that time that we will leave this world and we will go into that new life there. And we will have to face the consequences according to how we live our lives in this world. Further, Allah Ta'ala takes another qasam, وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا اتَّسَقْ, or chaand ki jab pura bhar jaye. And Allah takes qasam of the moon, and when it becomes the full moon, that is the 14th moon, Like last night also was almost the full moon, tonight will be the complete full moon. And once it is the full moon, then it gives its light at night also. At night also there is so much of light, a very mild and cool light that the moon gives during the night once it has reached its zenith and it becomes full. But after that also it starts waning and then the moon disappears. And we cannot see it at all, and we look for it for the new moon. Like that will come the time of the year after also. So yea, in this world Allah has given us this time and opportunity to prepare for that eternal life. And as explained previously in the same surah, that man has been put to a task to prepare for the akhirah. Inna ya ayyuhal insan innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqih, that you have been put through this through the stages of life that you have to go through, and you have to reach to Allah Ta'ala, and you have to be prepared when you reach to Him. In the same way here also Allah is stressing the same point, that stage by stage man is going towards Allah Ta'ala, and he must not be unconscious and not be oblivious of his destination where he is going. We must keep in mind our destination all the time. May Allah make it easy for all of us, that we all the time remember our akhirat. We have to go and meet Allah Ta'ala. We have to live our lives according to that and prepare for that meeting with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا.